make, and you know, another guy that can get out of the pocket, you know, make plays with his feet, and you know, again, great you know, receiving core. So across the board, you know, very good team. So you really have to have a good week of preparation.
It's obvious you guys respect the opponents, but why do you guys sort of do it better than anybody else? Why do fans look at you at 7-0 and this team at 3-4? Maybe say you should crush this team, but you guys don't look at it that way, do you?
No, not at all. You know, in the NFL, every team is very talented. There's, you know, explosive players on every team, and, you know, this is another team that we're playing here that has a lot of great, talented football players. So, you know, again, we're just really focusing on playing good football, and, you know, that starts with practicing and, you know, getting better as a team and continuing to get better as the season progresses.
Can you take anything from the joint practice sessions in Richmond with them last year?
You know, I mean, not really. Really, that being last year, you know, there's always a lot of change that happens, you know, on every team. So, you know, that being last year, this being this year, you know, it's a different, you know, different team. So you just watch as much tape as you can and, you know, understand the concepts and the things that they do well, and you know, just try and prepare the best that you can.
We know Bill's not always, he's never satisfied, right? But he gave you guys essentially 3 days off, which is sort of rare for this time of year. Is that, do you think, a sort of a nod to the job well done of 2 games in 5 days?
No, I think that it was, you know, 2 games in 5 days. So get your body, you know, rested up and come back and be ready to work. So, you know, again, having a couple of days there to relax and, you know, get your body back to feeling good and, you know, practicing hard and getting ready to play another tough opponent.
So you don't think that was a thank you for a job well done?
We're just doing our jobs. We're supposed to do that.
What's very confident in Kirk Cousins? What have you seen from him?
I mean, he can make every throw you need to make, you know, as a big time quarterback. So, you know, he's strong in the pocket. You know, he's can make a lot of great throws down the field, you know, with his receiving core. And again, he's just a guy that, you know, very poised and, you know, is a good quarterback.
Well, what's the biggest challenge when you're facing a guy like this? Matt yesterday was telling us in a conference call that you have to be very careful when they go horizontal and then they turn it upfield. It's a, you know, fine line there. As a defensive player, you always have to keep an eye on.
Well, again, you know, they're very talented. So anytime you have, you know, explosive players that, you know, they can catch and run with the ball, as a defense, you just have to do a great job of, you know, getting everyone to the football and gang tackling and, you know, everyone just playing fast. So, you know, again, just like every other game, you just got to fly around and, you know, play good complementary football.
Do you see a lot of West Coast concepts and what they do?
I mean, again, looking at their offense and the things that they like to do, running the ball, you know, taking their shots downfield, being balanced, you know, again, they're talented across the board. So we got a lot of things that we need to prepare for.
I know you're not a coach or an evaluator, but can you sense the maturity in Ethan and Brown as the season has gone on and seen a level of play sort of increase?
Well, you know, again, I think that the more game time experience that you have and the more time that you have on the field, you're more comfortable and, you know, playing faster and, you know, communicating better. You know, everything kind of, as the season progresses, improves. So, again, I think that experience, you know, goes a long way.
Thanks, Rob.
Thank you.